Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All righty, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Larry.
That's almost a little bit bluegrass.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All righty, folks. We're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Glad you're along with us. A lot of stuff we're still got to talk about and re-regurgitate. Minneapolis Boat Show this weekend and Thursday through Sunday. It's a sure sign of spring coming our way. And the next one with a sun shining face is Mr. Hansen. He's up, isn't he?
Hey, guys.
How are you, bud?
I'm great.
And?
It was a good week.
Good.
But the guy from the Four Outdoorsmen, when he starts using Glow, he's going to smile.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there is to it. And, now I'm going to say 90% of my jigs have Glow on them somewhere.
Yeah.
I like the ones with just the eyes are Glow.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
I like it, the little jigs where just the eyes are, because I think that, except for Red Glow isn't that bright. But I don't like the regular white one. I think that's too much unless you just have a small amount.
Mm-hmm. I still have in my stash at home some of the old original. Remember we used to buy them by a 30-count or 50-count layer? At Vado's, and we used to get the Fat Boys when they first came out in Red Glow.
Yeah.
And Gordy Vado had a stash of some high-powered, high-pollutant Red Glow paint. And Mr. Hansen, I'm telling you, it was like, holy smokes, where do you put the battery in on this
like
one?
Like radioactive.
It was radioactive.
Probably.
And then they radium. Glow in a little bag, and they glow when they're not supposed to be glowing.
I'm sure I'm going to pay for that someday, some health hazard.
Well, I got cancer on my little finger.
Yeah.
It's got to be from that's how I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the old Red Wing Crocs. The Red Wing Crocs that have the red wing, that's part of that pigment is radium.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, these are from, goes back to the turn of the century, folks. It's funny.
Well, yeah.
That's radium. Yeah. So how many people are glowing from those little deals from batches of sauerkraut that were done at Grandma and Grandpa's or whatever? Yeah. So anyways, what's your immediate thought process on Lake Minnetonka and this latest snow debacle?
Mark, I don't know.
You haven't heard too much.
No. Are you guys sick? Well, we all have been sick of weathermen, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's made wussies out of people, and I get it, but you're going to be in a shelter. It's wintertime. So I got canceled this weekend.
Oh,
and not just me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Saturday. Yeah, well, you didn't want to be out there Saturday, did you?
Well, yeah, Larry.
Here we got
like 3 inches.
Yeah, we got nothing here.
Yeah,
nothing, man. Just and so you had some wind, and then that wind wasn't that bad.
Wait, it's like the world was going to come to an end on Friday, so they started canceling schools Thursday night, and we're watching, going, how can this be happening?
Before a flake of snow even fell, canceling stuff.
It's like, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people that are frightened of open flames, for gosh sakes. It's just like,
why are we
panicking.
Surprised?
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. There's boots and overcoats you can wear, and they sell mittens.
Who is it? Somebody said just not too long ago that there is no reason to be cold anymore, even out on the ice. No. We have that solved. We've solved that issue.
Years ago.
The only thing that I will not do, if I can, ungodly, I will not travel during an ice winter storm.
No,
but
exactly.
But as far as being, that's just stupid. But, as a fisherman, you wait until the morning to decide.
That's right.
If it ain't snowing, you go. If it ain't sleeting, you go. You don't listen to the weather forecast.
No, you go when you can.
If you're going to travel a long distance, obviously you have to pay attention a little bit.
Well, here, case in point, Wednesday. What, we got some snow on Wednesday in the Brainerd to Grand Rapids area, I think it was. And, yeah, I believe it was Wednesday. And if you look at the conditions, they were talking about big sums of snow up there. All right. Well, early in the morning, before 8 o'clock, there was like 2 inches of snow in Brainerd already. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, yeah, you don't want to take long trips because this really might happen. We may get this 12 to 14 inches of snow, but when you're talking Thursday night, planning for Friday, and they're already closing schools. Oh, man.
Never happened when I was a kid, dang it.
Well, that's the classic line of forever. It didn't happen to Mr. Hansen and I much either.
No.
In Robbinsdale School District. It was like, are you kidding me? We're going?
Yeah, even in my years, like in the late 90s, it was still, we were going to school. Inch of ice over everything, and you still, go late before you'd cancel.
Right.
You know, you guys had General Patton was your superintendent. There's no way in hell he's going to cancel school.
Oh, yeah, and we had Miss Fair over at our school. She was about 4 foot nothing, and she carried a big stick. And it was like, no, you guys are going to school. But, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, you look back, our folks drove two-wheel drive cars.
They got tires.
They got to the grocery store. They went to church. They did whatever and sent us to climb the snowbanks to get to school. You better leave a little early because the snowbanks are getting taller. Because there was no way us kids that were deemed walkers would ever walk in the street where there's no snow. No, you've got to walk.
That's right.
On every snowbank to school.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a puddle.
you go through them. Yep.
Yeah. You got to see how deep the puddle is.
Oh,
you know?
Man. So it's just a weird deal. It's just an odd way life is turning. Our culture is softening up too much. You know, you want to be smart, but you don't want to be too.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, and people did like the big fear about the snowstorm. It like crippled so many businesses and everything. Like that whole weekend was just shot because the news led everybody to believe that it was going to be the snowpocalypse.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. The snowpocalypse.
So if the weatherman was a money investor of your money, would you fire him?
I would.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly.
Well, first of all, I'd fire myself for having a weatherman as to invest my money.
But no, if you paralleled it up.
Right.
I mean, you got to trust your finance guy. Do you trust your weatherman? No.
No.
No. They're all on the same bandwagon. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's a fraternity or something. I don't know.
No, it's okay if they don't pontificate.
Right.
If they don't tell you a 70-year-old man to put a coat on before you go outside, don't pontificate. Just tell me it might be 30 below and windy. Okay, I know I got to wear my mittens.
Stick to the facts, Jack.
No, your choppers.
Do not pontificate.
You got to have your choppers.
Yep. I got them. There ain't nothing. I ain't got. I know ain't a word, but it is now, by the way. It is a word.
Yep.
But I did have
a good Pike trip on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
That's still going. And then Thursday and Friday, I went out into Wright County. So I'm just adding up what happened to me last Sunday, being in a 23-foot hole, and I couldn't move, right?
Yep.
So in my little merry-go-round out there, I start similar in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up in 12 feet of water. Both days.
Wow.
Okay, so there are still fish on the weeds and not out in that hole. Or let's put it this way, more catchable fish. That's what I found. So
So you didn't mention getting around on the Wright County lakes that you've already ventured into. Slushy, yeah. What?
No,
are you walking?
Don't worry,
out? What are you doing?
Not a problem. Not a problem whatsoever.
All right, that's good.
Where I wanted to.
Nice.
And, yeah. And the nice thing, anybody can do what I do. You can buy a book for Wright County with 1,000 lakes in it. You can also go to the DNR website to Lake Finder. You can get the info what you're looking for.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that's how I've done this. Okay.
So, way to go.
Anyway, we have a guy from Owatonna that wants to catch walleyes, you know, maybe in your area, maybe, you know. Yeah, I told him to call you up, you know, but. So if you had to go walleye guiding, where would you go? A secret lake or would you go to Minnetonka?
I'd go to Minnetonka.
All right.
On the west side.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
the west side?
West side, yeah.
You want to give a bay?
Sure, I can give a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I can give North Arms, Harrison, Priest Bay. I'd just start there.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and out of them, I'd probably pick North Arm because it's an easy lake to figure out. Easy.
Yep. And the ice is safe, Larry.
Okay.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. And Harrison's too, and same with Priest Bay. Priest, you're going to have to drive a little bit. You have to come off of the beach and go.
Yep, yep.
Okay. But in that 16 feet of water is where most of it happens. Okay, now if we would have did it earlier when we had like 8 inches of ice,
mm-hmm.
be a little better. And now you're getting in later into the evening instead of a 5 to 9 o'clock shot. Mm-hmm. You're getting a 9 to 1 o'clock shot or something like that. So
anybody that decided that they wanted to go try Minnetonka for the first time ever, mm-hmm. It's got so many places where you can literally walk out, right?
Yep.
You know, parking spots. And so at that caller in Owatonna, Harry, if you're listening yet, or he can just hire you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the fire lanes? They're still packed up with snow and no access to get out?
Mark, I haven't been on a fire lane yet. Okay.
Really?
And we're losing more. So.
Yep.
The old days of Lafayette Bay.
Yep.
Okay? There's two big houses out there. And people are walking, and I don't know where they're parking, but there used to be, you know, you get to that southwest corner, northwest corner of it on 15 before mm-hmm. the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could take a left there, and then there was a winter access or your fire lane. They got that shut off maybe 20-some years ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now if you drive, you got to come from the Caribbean, okay, by Sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Right there. You have to come from there. Now you're going to go in between them two points, man, on Echo Bay before you pop into Lafayette. And people do it. You know, a few years ago we had a Vietnam vet go through, a guy who he made it, but he was lucky because there were guys behind him who saw his truck
go through.
And I met him like the week later, and he told me he had been there 9 times. So, you know, back and forth, that's twice, right?
Yep.
On his way back, so it'd be the 9th, the 18th time that he went through. Well, then you don't go through there in the first place, but that's how far people are driving. To gain access.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. The light just kind of went on in my head, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, there's such a concern about access for anglers in open water that we have to build fishing piers and platforms, and money is budgeted and allocated for that, for open water, but there really isn't anything set up for ice, is there?
No, just
there is no access.
Mm-mm. And then those fire lanes get shut off at March 1st or the April 1st. And there's still the one by Paul's Landing.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so by the Arcola Bridge, Larry, I don't know if you knew that people ice fish there.
In fact, I have.
Okay. Well, you can't park there now.
Oh,
two
I suppose.
Ago, two or three years ago, they put the
on the brackets point side of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So it's now a sheriff's dock, okay, in case there's an emergency.
Yeah, right. So that, I saw that.
Spot in the curve now, you can't park there and walk down the hill to ice fish. You have to go all the way back to, you know, I'm still going to call it Paul's Landing. Okay? And you can get on there and go.
Yep. But yep. That's a long haul.
It sure is. So yeah, just those little things like that, just keep inching in and there you have it, you know.
Well, they don't want riffraff next to their houses.
I know. The Excelsior one ticks me off more than all of them.
Yeah, it does.
So they're leaving the boats in the water there, so now you can't go on it. And so now you got to come from Gideon's or from Carson's Bay and come around by the yacht club and then out. Well, that's still a long ways.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and for a while you could come through Excelsior Park.
Right.
Or the point, I should say, right?
Yeah.
Where the swimming beach was.
The swimming beach is, yeah.
Can you still come down that or not?
I think they have that blocked off, Mark. You have to park and walk out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That used to be a great walleye area.
Mm-hmm. That still is.
You know, that little stretch, if Don's listening, you know, I mean, that was easily accessible then. Whether it is today, well, that's part of fishing. You got to go and check and look. But yeah, that's nothing but rock and yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, Minnetonka, still very fishable. You just got to try hard.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And
what else?
Walk out.
What else is going on, Mr. Hanson? What do you think about the four walleye limit in the state and the two fishing line? I know we've talked about it before.
Right. The line thing as a guide, I don't want it. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I need is somebody to tell me, hey, I can have two lines out, and I got four people in the boat. That's eight lines then.
Too much chaos.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I'm looking at it from that end, guys. Not,
yep.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying the chaos that it's going to create me until I just say, no, we only fish with one rod.
And what would be your opinion, good, bad, or indifferent, yes or no? Do you think mortality rate would increase with two lines?
No, you and I both know that. I don't think so. As long as you learn how to roll a hook out, as long as you know how to handle the fish and get it back in the water quickly.
There you go. All right. And on the four walleyes, what are your thoughts?
I'm for it. I think we're lowering it for quite a while, but I still want the one over 20. We don't need. That's the key right there in the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good.
So that's that. And we still have live bait. We haven't ran out of sucker minnows yet.
Not yet. Well, that's beaten last year. Last year we were already out by this time.
That's right, Mark. Quite a few years we were out by this time.
What do you think the big change is? More volume coming in? More bait available or what?
I think it has to do with the weather terrorists, okay? I really do, okay? So why would I want to fill up on suckers if it's supposed to be 2 feet of snow and 40-mile-an-hour winds, you know?
And I still wonder what the bottom line effect. Somebody's going to do a study on it, but the lack of and absence of wheelhouses in the metro area it's got to be way down.
It's way down, guys. I've driven by so much water the western Hennepin County and then into Wright. It's 100% right, Mark.
Yeah.
There's not that there.
You see the wheelhouses in driveways still.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you go and take a drive through any city in the metro area and where you can get away with still parking a wheelhouse in your driveway, there's a lot of them still sitting there. Packed in snow. Now you got to dig them out of your own front yard to get them out, you know, if you don't have them enclosed in a building. So,
and now we're going back to 35 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah. That's okay.
Good. I hope we got some of that.
Yeah. I hope you do too.
Well, what are the plans for the week, Larry?
The plans, I have three more trips this week.
Good.
Two, you know, whatever they want to catch, and then I got one pike trip again.
All right.
Yeah, it all works. So.
Well, you'll be in the hunt.
Yeah, I'll be in the hunt.
You'll have to be on and look out for brown trout, you know, just in case there's a 30-inch brown trout that comes through the hole on Minnetonka, or heaven forbid, Wright County.
Wright County, right. Yeah, they've got to learn about commerce there out there in Wright County first.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yep, so. I do.
But it is a gem.
Yeah.
You've heard me pound this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's out there is a gem, and people just, you know, they just have it in their head. They got to go to certain places. And Pelican Lake is, they're catching still a bunch of pike on Pelican.
Are they really?
Big ducks, yeah.
Gosh. That lake won't quit, will it?
I don't think so, Mark. I think because it has current in it. So.
Yep. It's just got its own heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to promiscuously open it up, and or open up to promiscuous fishing, I should say, and it just still kicks out fish.
Yep. Yeah, but it has to be due to current.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm sure it'd be a factor.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a lot of forage in there for them too.
Oh man. Mm-hmm.
You know. That's some fertile water up there, though it's shallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool lake. It's a tragedy, really. What happened?
Yeah. When on the fishing side.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But, oh well.
Yeah.
So be it. Well, looking forward to your report. Are you going down to the boat show this week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be down there.
All right, buddy. Well, throw your numbers out, Mr. Hansen.
I got to say happy birthday to my brother.
Uh oh.
It's his birthday tomorrow. So I don't know where he is in the world. That's why I'm saying.
I know how old he is.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was Wednesday. So.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah. So anyway, he could be in Belgium. He could be in Toronto. He could be somewhere. I don't know where.
Well, wherever. You know, the nice thing about him.
He's listening to the show.
And with his birthday, and if he's traveling, he could celebrate it a couple different times and still be on the same day.
Hey, there you go.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care, buddy. Throw your numbers out.
612-810-5096. Again, 612-810-5096.
All right, pal. You take care.
Thanks, guys.
All righty. That's good. With that... I'm getting the signal to take a break. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales. Mark and Larry on the Mighty Bob Radio Network, 763-450-0100.
Bob Outdoors continues with Mark and Larry on Bear Facts and Fish Tales next. Remember, your calls are welcome at 763-450-0100. That's 763-450-0100.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Looking to get rid of that unwanted snow this year? Hinneker is the way to go. With their quick attach and flare top trip edge system, makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for residential or commercial use. Have a Bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Visit them online at crystalwelding.com.
Leg for Vexlar.
Over 60 years helping people catch fish, more fish than they ever did before, especially when they're ice fishing. And I've been with them for many, many years. In fact, the first unit I ever bought from them was an FL8, and it still works. Since that time, I have the FLX28, which is the top of their line. It has like features, as an example, automatic depth range with digital readout, brushless technology, which means it'll never wear out. 5 color selections. You choose color, the color that's right for you. It's definitely the Rolls Royce of flasher fishing through the ice. Now, the FL X28 having a five color, which means you can select the three colors you want to use. And you probably don't know a lot of men are colorblind to the color red. So I think I am a little bit. So I adjust my color so white is my primary color. And I think it's easier for me to read my FLX28 than it is the other flash. Now, in order to see all their products, you got to go online at Vexilar.com. You can call them, by the way, at 952-884-5291. They're down in Bloomington, Minnesota. But they have a whole line of ice fishing flashers, okay? They also have a lot of accessories. One accessory you might be interested in is a glow ring, which you can attach right to your Vexilar, your older model, and you can charge your glow lures. There's also a little unit called a DD100, which you can hook up to your older model flasher Vexilar and give it a digital readout as well. When you're online, you can look at the K-Drill. They have videos, one video called Ice Fishing Today, which you might want to watch, okay? Local company, give them a call or go online, Vexilar.com. Remember, whatever you do, don't leave home without your Vexilar.
The start of a brand new year is a great time to make changes and improvements. So if you've got cracked teeth, missing teeth, or loose old wobbly dentures, then ImplantMiracle.com invites you to get a brand new smile and save a lot of money with beautiful, top-quality, long-lasting dental implants, as low as $2,499 per tooth. Other places charge $4,000, $5,000, even $6,000 per tooth. But at ImplantMiracle.com, our price is as low as $24.99 per tooth. That's a great deal. Plus, we offer free consultations, free standard x-rays, and easy payment options to fit your budget. So as we begin a brand new year, do something nice for yourself by not overpaying for dental implants. Instead, come to ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where implants are very affordable. For more information, see our website, ImplantMiracle.com. That's ImplantMiracle.com.
Let's get back to the important stuff, Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
All righty, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Mark and Larry here on a beautiful Sunday night, inviting your phone calls at 763-450-0100 to get you in and to participate. It's real easy. Right, Lawrence?
Absolutely. I imagine with the ice conditions that they are, there probably aren't that many people ice fishing, but there's got to be a few people. And by the way, we can talk about summer fishing, too.
Absolutely.
You know, if you got any question, anything you don't understand, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's that time of year. You
That's what I'm doing.
You torque it up and hunker down and... pretty soon it's going to be a month and you're starting to go through the process of sharpening hooks in your tackle boxes. Early.
Don't start too early, though.
Don't start too early. Trust me.
Because I did that last year.
It's bad. However, I did worse than that. I already started ordering a couple new rods and reels, and it's bad.
Well, you can't start too early for that.
Well, thanks.
You got to make sure that you can get them.
You can sort through them, too. Find
the
right
action. Buying a boat. Get it done.
Yep.
Don't be playing games here.
Nope. We're waiting. We're waiting.
You know.
In line. All right. We have a caller, Brandon, you say.
We do. We haven't heard from him for a while. I got Jig and Jim on the line.
All right, Jim. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm hanging in there real well.
How's life treating you out there?
Not too bad. We didn't get a whole lot of snow out here, but my ice castle has yet to leave the driveway this year.
Yeah,
there we go. Like we just said, yeah.
It's sitting there waiting and steadily ready, waiting, but I figure it's going to get worked out come later on this month because I want to help out on that deal for Fishing for Life.
Oh, yeah.
On Holes for Heroes. I'm going to bring my house out there for that.
Good deal. I was thinking of you the other day in Buffalo Lake. What do you see out there? Is it the activity as good as it's ever been, or where are you? What do you think?
It's way down.
Is it
way,
really?
Way down, yeah. There's hardly anybody out there. Well, we haven't really got that ice. I mean, even a week ago, we were talking to the guys out there, and the most guys were finding was like 10 inches of good clear ice.
Wow.
And then you'd have probably 3 to 4 inches of junk on top of that.
Right.
You know, so everybody's being pretty leery. I mean, we had a young guy from town here. He was up on Leech Lake, and his truck went through up there, and he followed another guy before his went down.
Oh,
yeah, that happened. Are you
yeah,
there,
he got a call from the resort owner to get off the lake because the roads were getting bad. When I said he probably should have just stayed put.
Is there any lakes? I know there is some lakes in your area where people are walking out.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of guys are walking around everything. Like, you've been walking on them since, you know, before Christmas.
No, I mean walking out like a place to park on any lake, you know, easy and walk out, get some sunnies and crappies.
Yep. Right here at Buffalo Lake, the guys park on the north side of the road right down from where the courthouse was.
Yep.
And they'll walk out there about 100 yards to go after crappies out there and a few walleyes.
Yeah, you can drag a fish house that far, a little one, you know, one,
oh, sure.
You know, little one man.
Yep. And, I mean, like Larry was saying, there's several little lakes around the area the guys are hitting on.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, around here. And I know the guy that had called in from down around the Dakota County area.
Yep.
I would say, or not Dakota County, but anyway, Goodhue, if he's thinking on the St. Croix, I'd give him an idea for him.
Sure, go ahead.
Washington County Bluff Park. You could probably park down there someplace, I think. I haven't been over there yet this winter to really go and check it out. But I'm sure a guy could probably walk down that way to get out there onto the St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
And right out in front there's a really nice big sandbar out there. We used to fish that. Well, we fished it all year out there during the open water months.
Okay. But that's in Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin side.
It's on the Minnesota side there.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah,
Washington
it's just up,
County.
It used to be the old Seagate or Control Data recreational zone.
Oh,
well, but between Prescott and Stillwater, was it halfway up?
It's probably about let's see, it's maybe about 5 miles north of Prescott, six miles north of Prescott. It's before you get to the Kenny Connect.
Yeah,
oh,
right there. Okay, I put my boat in there once.
Yep, okay. Probably. And because that'd be a pretty good spot. If you wanted to come up to the metro zone, you could even go over to Lake Harriet and get that thing up. I know there's lots of nice walleyes in there.
Yeah. You know what? I laugh because our city lakes are overlooked so many times.
Oh, yeah.
They are. It's fascinating. It's just like looking at Waconia. I mean, Waconia is a great lake for walleye fishing as well at times. And panfish galore.
When I lived in Bloomington, I'd grab my two boys and a couple other kids, and we'd run down the Lake Harriet and go out there and catch 4 or 5 walleyes in the evening.
Yep.
You know, that was great because I'd bring the other kids along so we'd had more tip-ups to put down. And I would walk along with just a jigging rod. And my youngest son at the time, Christopher, I just gave him just a plain jig stick with no reel on it. He was kind of upset. I says, Chris, all you got to do is run. You know, just pull on it and run. And watch your little perch come zinging out like a rocket.
Yep, that's true.
And we're nice perch down there.
Huh.
But it's nice to hear Larry's still on the trap line up there in International Falls.
No, the season's over, and my buddy was not successful. I'm just his assistant. So I can't be blamed.
Well,
I can't be blamed in any way.
Kind of that little one that's going on out there in the garage. That's kind of a mini trap line. I know there's young girl New London. She's trapping mice out of her truck.
There's no price for field mice.
Well,
no,
yeah, it's
so
just
the kind
crows,
of
that fun to
get them.
Being able to go and find something.
Though. Yeah.
It's kind of like my squirrels out here behind my house. Just get them in the live trap, just to let them go.
Yep, move them out.
And the guy that called in about stuff for glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah.
I got a new one here for guys to try for glow-in-the-dark if you want to go paint jigs. You go down, you buy a bottle of Loon Outdoors UV Clear Fly Finish.
Okay.
It's basically a glue, but you got to have a little UV light to set it, or like a black light to harden it.
Okay.
And if you get that powder paint that glows in the dark,
mm-hmm.
you can mix it up, but you can put it on your jig so
if you have, say, a white jig that you want to have red glow-in-the-dark eyes on it, you can go and paint the little eyes under then.
There you go.
Good. Good tip.
Make your own jigs.
There you are.
Yep, because I'm in the business. I'm already starting to go and get ready for the kids' fishing clinic going on. I'm going to start pouring 300 jigs this year to give away.
Good deal. Good for you,
so
Joe.
When they had that, last year I gave away 200. This year I'm going to try to do 300.
All right. We'll throw your numbers out there, Jim.
612-644-7657. You can look me up on the internet, iFishMN for Minnesota.net.
All right.
You know, right now we don't get a net to go fishing, but
that's
soon
right.
We will. Let's get down on the river, which the boat's still ready to go.
There you are.
All
well,
right,
you take care.
Guys.
All
take
right.
Take care.
Take care.
Good night.
Yep, good night.
Bring the outdoors.
The start of a brand new year is a great time to make changes.
Oops, that was me. My bad.
You hit the wrong button.
I hit the wrong button.
Well, we're back, folks, even though we didn't go away, right?
Yeah, we still got a little bit of show left.
You're lucky I didn't go to the bathroom.
We do got one coming up, though, so.
Yeah. So, anyhow, go ahead.
You know, that's something that I got a lot of people do, and I guess I kind of got away from it myself. I used to make some of my own, lures and things back in the day, and I actually tied some flies and stuff like that.
Sure.
But this is a perfect winter for it, for doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. You know, anything that you can, you can go out in the garage and pour the lead or whatever,
paint the Rapala.
Yeah.
Let's just say you bought a brand new Rapala and you don't like the color.
You touch it up and you
you
modify.
You can touch it up.
Well, you can go, the easiest thing to do is using Sharpies.
Oh.
That's what I do. Yeah. I do a lot of the Sharpies. I do a lot of that, paint your own, but it isn't as good as the stuff that you harden.
Well,
of course. Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll get it done,
Well, it does. Yeah.
If you're fishing stained, all of a sudden you're in an area that was clean yesterday and now it's stained, well, you just can take the marker and put a little orange across that white belly and change it up for you.
I'll tell you, folks, a lot of times I just went black alone. If you're surface fishing, painting that belly black makes it more visible. I'm just saying.
Yep. If you look up.
Even at night, trolling for walleyes.
Silhouettes.
That black, yep. It gives it a silhouette.
Mm-hmm. It's that target to focus in on. It's fascinating. Yeah.
And a lot of times, back in the day when I was cheap, where I'd buy unpainted jig heads.
Thrifty, you mean. Thrifty.
Yeah. Well, cheap is okay. You could call me cheap. I don't get offended by
it's
that.
It's okay. It's okay.
But I would get the Sharpie out and paint, just darken them, put them, darker black, and you could, I carry them in every jig box. I have not necessarily Sharpie brand, but.
Mm-hmm. A black permanent marker.
Permanent markers, exactly.
Well, Grizz, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the Grizz does it with plastic worms.
Yes, and he prefers the Marks-a-Lot brand, the old
that with that
steel
potent
barrel.
Smell.
Yes,
that, oof.
You open it up in an office, and they can smell it from the front door into the warehouse.
I can smell it now, just thinking about it.
Exactly.
Like that's a very familiar odor.
Wow, I've told that story way too many times, but Grizz just whacked me because we were throwing the same 8-ounce jig, same pound test line, and he had that Marks-a-Lot black on his worm, and I didn't. It was just crazy.
There you go.
We switched rods, and I'd catch them when I'd had the Marks-a-Lot. I'd hand my rod to Grizz. He wouldn't catch them.
Put it in your tackle box.
It's hilarious. That's a heck of a funny situation. But anyhow, are we set or are we up for a break?
Yeah, we're up for a real break now.
Real break right now. All right. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry, on the Mighty Bob Radio Network. I think the dagger has been put in. Green Bay, another interception by the 49ers with 1:48 to go. We'll be right back.
Best part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to Bear Facts and Fishtails anytime.
The start of a brand new year is a great time to make changes and improvements. So if you've got cracked teeth, missing teeth, or loose old wobbly dentures, then ImplantMiracle.com invites you to get a brand new smile and save a lot of money with beautiful, top-quality, long-lasting dental implants as low as $2,499 per tooth. Other places charge $4,000, $5,000, even $6,000 per tooth. But at ImplantMiracle.com, our price is as low as $24.99 per tooth. That's a great deal. Plus, we offer free consultations, free standard x-rays, and easy payment options to fit your budget. So as we begin a brand new year, do something nice for yourself by not overpaying for dental implants. Instead, come to ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where implants are very affordable. For more information, see our website, ImplantMiracle.com. That's ImplantMiracle.com.
Here's Bolig for Frankie's.
Do you know how lucky you are if you are in the market for a new boat? Only in America. Listen, this is the best time of year to buy a boat. Now, Frankie, the sink up there in beautiful downtown Chisago, Minnesota, that's where you may have to drive, sells Ranger boats. And he's been the number one dealer in the world. Believe me, unbelievable in the world. Now, Ranger makes bass boats, walleye boats, even pontoons out of both aluminum and fiberglass. And if you're going to get one, you got to order it early. Now, you're not going to get better prices during the boat show or the sports show. If you call them tomorrow, the price will never get any better than that, okay? Now, when you're going to spend a lot of money, you need to know that it's going to be rigged professionally. And I'm telling you, Joe and Bud in the back room have been rigging boats for many, many years. They know what the heck they're doing. They have an 8-stall service center. If you have a problem down the road, they get you in and out quickly. They rig your boat professionally. Maybe you just need an outboard motor. Doesn't matter. You're still going to get the best price, any brand. It just doesn't matter with Frankie's. All right? Don't wait too long. Don't even wait for the boat show. Drive on up there or give them a call at 651-257-6334 or go online, Frankie's.net. Just do it.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Looking to get rid of that unwanted snow this year? Hinneker is the way to go. With their quick attach and flare top trip edge system, makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for residential or commercial use. Have a Bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Visit them online at crystalwelding.com.
Here's an important ice fishing announcement from icefishmn.com. With all the bad weather, you can still go ice fishing in premium sleeper ice houses on good ice in the Brainerd Lakes area. Icefishmn.com has 2017 or newer ice houses available for rental right now. In addition, icefishmn.com is available to provide transportation to your premium ice house too. Reserve now at icefishmn.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with icefishmn.com.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, we're back. Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry. Glad you're along with us. 763-450-0100. What else is on your mind, Lawrence?
Well, not a heck of a lot. I did see a nice article in the Outdoor News, Vern Wagner, who you and I both know.
Yep.
You know, about the problems with the DNR and fishing and all the problems that we do have. And it would make a good read, folks. If you don't subscribe to Outdoor News, you should, to keep up with everything. There's so many things we need to be concerned about as hunters and fishermen. It's almost unbelievable. As I get older, I start worrying about what's happening. Whatever you do, pay close attention to the politics. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Pay close attention to it. Read up on things that bore you. Find out about where our money's going. And God bless America.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. He's his article was, there was some interesting things in there, and you know, as you say, you know, we got to keep an eye on it. You know, erosion is a bad thing, and whether it's in a lake or a stream, but an erosion as far as what we take near and dear to us is really bad, and things that we take for granted right now, public access is a, you know, we've all spoken with our friends as no different than you, no different than Larry or myself, and you've got to keep things alive in conversations and apprise people of things that are new and are ever changing, because it can go away real quick, and it's extremely tough to get back.
Look what's happening in Virginia.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, we got a state that's rising up against the government. We literally have a revolution. Now, I know the majority of people listening to the station own guns. Mm. Don't forget, folks, there are people that don't even want you to own a .22.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things we have to stand up for.
Yep. Collectively, we have to be in strong numbers. All righty. Well, I thought I heard a knock at the door. Is it you, handsome devil?
Yep, it's me.
How are you, Grizz?
Oh, pretty good.
Well,
a lot of rest this week with the weather. So.
Yeah. Well, did you?
You're not shoveling snow?
I got that done yesterday. Yeah, I had the old snowplow out and piled her up. Push her back a long ways. I got a lot of room because we still got 2 months of the worst snow coming
up. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep, you do.
Yeah.
We definitely do.
Yep.
Part of we're going to be going into a real early snow management phase this year.
Yeah.
Your snow banks are only so tall.
Yep.
And your shovel is only so long, and you can only throw it so high.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know.
Yep.
I use a plow on mine, but I push it up high. I mean, you know, trying to get it back. And I had a fella here that comes around the house here, you know, and he shovels my driveway once in a while.
Good.
You know, it helps. But,
yep.
But he leaves the bank real close, so when I had to go out on, it was Friday, I had to go out and move that bank that he left and push it up against that high stuff so I had a room for, you know, for this new one. So.
Got to make them wide.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went out fishing this week and caught some bluegills and crappies and up in Chisago. And Frankie, he started on Wednesday. He made a road out on Chisago and they checked the ice all the way out. They had 14 to 16 inches.
Mm, that's not bad.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, he opened a road up out there. He made it up to where the houses are, and he didn't want to finish it until during the week when all the people weren't fishing in there, you know. So.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
But he's got a good road over there. There's wheelhouses and stuff going out. And he's got, he's knocked a lot of roads out. He's going to, Monday he's got to start hauling boats down at a boat show, but next week he's going to widen the roads a lot better and, you know, plow down into the south end of Chisago more. And I think he's got little green over there, too. And
I was going to ask, yeah.
Yeah, he plows the other lakes around, too, when he gets time.
So, Grizz.
Yep.
If you were going to take a guy walleye fishing on any of those lakes that you, do you think you could probably catch a couple?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know,
Gary, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah. So where would you go?
Well, like Big Green would be a good choice. You know, there's a lot of walleyes there. It'd be a, you know, early morning and evening bite. And, you know, maybe go out deeper and, you know, during the day and stuff. Or if you get a day when they're moving, you know, he might pick some up during the day. But in Chisago, you know, that's got some good stuff in there. In South Lindstrom, South Center is a good choice. North Center's got a lot of walleyes in it, too, you know. And got a lot of choices in the metro area.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep, and, you know, and those lakes there, you know, you got to have Shiner be my choice, you know, and Frankie's got a lot of those. He won't run out this year. I seen his store, you know, storage bins that he's got.
Yeah.
he's sitting good. So he's got a lot of shiners up there, big ones and, you know, medium walleye size. And, you know, it, well, you got a good, you know, all the metro lakes, you know, are pretty good for walleyes, you know. I mean, for, you know, a metro lake and the river this year, the King plant is shut down, so the hot water isn't coming out this year. So I don't know. I heard they closed it down for good, so there might not
really?
Be any hot. Yeah, there won't be any hot water coming out. So, and them sturgeon fishermen now, they're, you know, where before that hot water was, you know, drawing them fish into the hot water discharge, well, now they're out all over the river, so they're going to be harder to catch.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you were going to fish walleyes on the St. Croix Lake through the ice, what area would you concentrate?
Down at Lakeland down there, you know, that's the trouble on the St. Croix. There ain't that many accesses to get on down there, you know, and that's why you go from Prescott. They do catch walleyes down by the Prescott Beach, swimming beach out there. You can either walk out or at Marina sometime. You can get through there and drive out a little, you know, out there, but you got to watch where you're going. And
yeah.
The guys fish by the open water there, and I've done, you know, you do good, the fish are there, you'll get them, you know, and, well, it's course anywhere, but it's a hit-and-miss thing, but it's right there before dark bite and early in the morning again, you know, during the day. Well, you got a lot of deep water to fish around there, so, you know, you got, you know, in that area, that's probably the only place, because you go, you get north of there, there's no access as they get in, you know, they close the park at the bluffs is closed down, you know, and well, you got to watch yourself by the Kitty Connect, because the water is moving through there, and it'll be open. Then you go north on the other side of Kitty Connect up to Catfish Point, there's no access in there to get in. So the only place you got, then you go from Catfish Point to 94 up there, and well, we used to fish south of the 94 bridge up there, but you got to walk on from up there. You used to go out of Beanies and walk down the shore and walk out. There's a big ledge that drops in the 76 feet of water, and used to do real good there, but you got to watch yourself, you know, when you go there. And then we started parking on the Wisconsin side over on the other side and walked down over there, but well, certain people there in the summertime started throwing their trash all over the place and stuff, so they made it no parking, so you can't get in down there. But then you go north of there and get up by I can't think of the name of the town up there, well, in Lakeland area there, you know, they got the road where the 3M, or the, not 3M, the window outfit.
Anderson.
Window, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they used to have that road. They could drive across the lake, park there, or drive on down there. And that's about it. Everything's off them two roads down there to fish that area up in there along the Wisconsin side. It's a good choice along there. There's a lot of the underwater sandbars, you know, that come from the spillways and the hills there. The guys fish all those for crappies and walleyes and saugers. You know, so that's probably the heaviest fish place on the river, you know, in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And that part.
The Prescott, right, you know, just south of the bridge, 50, that never freezes up all the way, does it?
No, it doesn't, Larry.
Yeah. Can people actually fish off those docks? They
well,
have to pay, or?
If you can get away with it, I guess they don't kick you off.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So if a guy was to drive down there, he might be able to get a line in the water.
Oh, yeah. The dock,
from shore.
The first dock south of the railroad bridge there, I know a guy that fishes there. That's 35 feet of water right off the
right.
dock.
So, yeah.
You know, and, you know, well, if the access is open, you can put your boat in and go down, you know, go up to there. And that part of the river, Larry, and Mark, that, you know, that closes in the 1st of March.
Okay.
Up to the railroad bridge, you can fish up to the railroad bridge.
On the St. Croix.
Yeah, on the St. Croix.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
You know, and that closes until May 1st.
Okay.
But when you go south of there, it's open year-round. It's like Red Wing all the way down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no backwaters that you can fish on the St. Croix all the way up past Stillwater. So, you know,
Yeah, once you get north of Stillwater, there are some backwaters.
Yeah, there's some there, but there again, you can't get down to them, Larry, so, you know, it's that's the thing on there, where the Mississippi, you can get in a lot of areas over there, you know, and, well, you know, backwater fishing on a St. Croix. Or, like I say, there ain't too many places you can really fish, you know. So, but versus the Mississippi, you got a lot of them, you know. You got, well, you got a lot of places that's overlooked, like the Vermilion River over there by the Duchesne. That's a good area there. You can catch about anything in the Vermilion River. And, you know, you got North Lake, Sturgeon Lake. Got all those backwater all the way down or past the casino.
Yep. Yep.
Could you walk out from the casino and find some fish?
Oh, I'm sure you could. You know, they fish those backwaters in there. You know, there's guys all over there.
Yeah.
You know, river rats, they know where to go, and, you know, you got to go down and scout things out.
Yeah. That would be kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, you know, when you fish river fishing, river bottom fishing like that, it's different in the lake because you fish, you catch your sunfish in a foot of water, and the crappie water is like 4 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you get big northerns in there too. And,
yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
So, you know, it's way different than fishing in any lake. So,
well,
Sternberg and I used to kick around and go down there, Winona, you know, and fish the down in that area, you know, and fish was back. I mean, they're loaded with fish back in there. You know, you got to know where to go, but it's all good fishing down there. And, you know, the river rats, they know right where to go, so you got to get in there early because they do fish them out.
So mainly you got to know where to park.
Right. Yep.
Accessibility is a whole deal when conditions are especially like this with the snow that we've got and lack of access.
Yep. You know, and on the St. Croix, you know, all those pools are left alone. I call them pools, you know, between Kitty Kinnick and, you know, and the Catfish Point, you know, and all the way up, you know, and there not too many people fish them like that. That the south of the 94 bridge down there, there's some good stuff out in the middle of the river. That there's a great big couple of great big sunken rock piles out there. That one's about a block long. It's got 55 feet of water on the west side of it, and it drops down to 45 toward shore. And then there's got some other good humps and bumps around there. You know, not many people get down there. You know, and I used to take a four wheeler down the Wisconsin side and go out there and do fairly well, you know, just pulling Rapalas number three, ice Rapalas, you know. And, you know, it's, well, got a lot of area to fish if you get at it. So.
That crappie hole by Bayport, is that still fish for crappies?
Oh, yeah.
By the High Line?
Yep. Yeah, they, you know, like I said, the Wisconsin side is their favorite, the way it seems. And, there's a lot of brush piles that are seem to be sprouting up around down there, so.
Oh, really? Nature?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah. That are growing up down.
Well, folks, you got more spots than you're going to be able to fish in a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
From Grizz in that last 15-minute dissertation.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Grizz, you're going to just keep an eye on things this week and you going to get down to the boat show or just kind of hang tough till the sports show?
I'm just going to hang tough. I'll let Frankie work it this year. I mean, I've been going down there for years with the boat show. People are more or less looking for boats and stuff, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
You go down there, you know, it's like you don't talk to anybody because they're all kicking tires and, you know, looking at, you know, other things. And I talk to some people, you know, but, yeah, the sports show's a, you know, a little more where we talk to people, you know. And
there you go.
Tackle.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it's.
Well, I hope you'll be able to hobble down there because you got to be sitting with me for a couple of days again.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so too, Larry.
Well, we will.
Legs
we'll
ain't be doing there. That good, so, you know.
Well, yeah, I'll drag you in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get you a golf cart.
Yeah.
That'll make it work. We'll throw your numbers out, handsome devil.
All right. Area code 651-771-6231 or look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. And you guys have a great week, and, well, see you next week.
Good night. All right, Grizz. All
right. Hey, Grizz.
Yep, see you, Larry, Mark.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All righty.
Bob Radio.
It is.
And God bless America. Good night, Mark. Good night, Brandon.
Good night.
Good night, Lawrence.
Sails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Here we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fishtails or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the Weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors.